Hello everyone, welcome to Morning English. This is Cecilia.
Hello everybody, this is Summer. 欢迎大家收听早安英文。在节目开始之前呢，先说一个小福利啊。每周三我们都给大家免费送纸质版的英文原版书、英文原版杂志和早安周边。大家微信搜索早安英文，私信回复抽奖两个字，就可以参加我们的抽奖福利啦。
这些奖品都是我们老师为大家精心挑选的，非常适合学习英语的学习材料，而且你花钱也很难买到。坚持读完一本原版书、杂志，或者用好我们的周边，你的英语水平一定会再上一个台阶的。快去公众号抽奖吧，祝大家好运。Summer, have you ever thought about what you would do after retirement?
When I'm retired, I'll be rich and healthy, so I'll just do whatever I want.
Would you find another job?
Why would I? It's the last thing I want to do after retirement.
确实啊，退休之后呢，就想好好享受生活了，一般呢就不会再去工作了。但是啊，最近有一名环卫大爷火了，他就是退休之后选择做环卫工人，不仅享受新工作，他工作时候的造型也特别的酷。So he has become an internet sensation.
Yeah, I know that. I also read something about it. 你说的是杨俊山大爷，对吧？网友称他呢是最帅的环卫大爷，那他成为了网红啊。那这里网络上的红人，谢谢刚刚用到的表达就是 an internet sensation.
Right, sensation means very great surprise, excitement, or interest among a lot of people, or it can mean the person who causes the surprise. 这个 sensation 就可以指一个人，或者是一件事情是引起轰动、产生兴趣的。所以呢，网络红人就可以说 an internet sensation.
对，然后大爷的造型呢是引起了轰动，在这个句子就可以说 his stylish look caused a sensation.
Or we often say someone or something became a sensation overnight. Overnight 是一夜之间的意思，所以呢，一夜成名就可以说 become a sensation overnight.
那我们杨俊山的大爷这个退休生活啊，真是多姿多彩。How about we talk about it today?
Sure. 那我们今天的内容呢，都整理成了文字版的笔记，欢迎大家到微信搜索早安英文，私信回复加油两个字来领取我们的文字版笔记。Alright, first let's see how stylish the man is that made him an internet sensation.
对，首先那我们给大家来讲讲啊，大爷到底有多时尚。这里的时尚呢，大家首先不要直接说成 he's so fashion, 因为 fashion 是一个名词，形容词呢我们要用 fashionable, 或者是用到 style, 风格，这个后面加上一个 ish, stylish.For example, Cecilia is fashionable, or Cecilia is the most stylish person in our office.
I'm not even close. All right, come back to our stylish 大爷哈。This is how he looks with a pair of thin wire-framed sunglasses, signature goatee, and long gray hair.
Yeah, that's so cool. 我们大爷很酷啊，是有三个特点。The first is sunglasses.第一个就是他的墨镜非常酷。这个墨镜的边框啊，我们用到这个单词 frame, a structure that holds the lenses in a pair of glasses. Wire 意思是金属边的，所以大爷的墨镜是 a pair of thin wire-framed sunglasses, 就是细边的金属框墨镜。
那除了墨镜呢，大爷还留着标志性的山羊胡 signature goatee. Signature 常见的意思是签字签名。那它还可以表示明显特征、鲜明特色 ，a particular quality that makes something different and makes it easy to recognize.
是的，比如我们 Cici 最爱出去吃饭了啊，那你出去一个餐厅，你肯定要吃招牌菜，就是 signature dish。然后你唱首歌是带有标志性的，就是 a signature song。大爷呢留的是标志性的山羊胡，所以我们刚说就是 he has a signature goatee. Goatee is the kind of beard that he has.
这个词也很好记啊，山羊是 goat, 山羊胡呢就是 goatee, 后面加ee两个字母。那平常男生留胡子，胡子大家应该会用这个词啊 beard, 但是通常呢这个 beard 它指的是这种络腮胡。
对的，那山羊胡就是 goatee。那大爷的这个 goatee 啊，山羊胡是灰白色的，因为他是大爷了嘛。He's not that young anymore. And his gray hair is also very long, which also made him different from others. 大爷啊还留着飘逸的灰白色长头发呢。
He's 63 years old, but his look has turned him into a rock star online. 那网友们评价大爷看起来就像是摇滚老炮啊。
对，特别酷啊。And also he said himself, he's had this look for years. It's part of his identity. 他留长头发已经很多年了，已经是他身份的一部分了。
I think his look tells his sense of beauty and also reveals his attitude.
是呀，一个人的打扮就体现出一个人的态度，所以呢，我们就知道这个大爷态度有多酷了啊。然后他说呢 I think people should live their lives as they please.
人就是应该随缘自在的活，随着自己的性格去活，能活出自己的性格，那这种态度呢，我就很喜欢。 Live one's life as they please.Please 就是表示请的那个 please、但是呢这里是一个动词经常用在 as, what, where 这种词后面表示喜欢想要比方说你想待多久待多久就可以说 stay as long as you please
对像我平常说我行我素也可以用到这个 please So I always do exactly as I please 那大爷呢就是随着自己的性格活就可以说 he lives his life as he pleases
So it's not strange why he chose to be a sanitation worker after retirement. 那所以大爷选择当环卫工人也一点都不奇怪了。
是的，毕竟我们大爷的 title 还是 the coolest sanitation worker in China. 那这里的环卫工人啊，英文呢就用到这个词组 sanitation worker.
Right.Sanitation means the equipment and systems that keep places clean, especially by removing human waste. Sanitation 它的意思呢就是卫生设施、卫生体系。那糟糕的卫生就是 poor sanitation. 环卫车就是 sanitation truck. 环卫工人呢就是 sanitation worker.
Right. As for why he wanted to be a sanitation worker, he said he tried on other jobs, but it didn't fit in well.It just feels good to be a sanitation worker. 大爷其实也尝试过其他工作，但是都不太适应。那适应，这里我们用到是这个词组 fit in. He couldn't fit in.
那当环卫工人，早晚的打扫工作，对于大爷来说呢，就是做锻炼了。The morning and evening work routines provide a great opportunity for workout, so he's happy with the job.
对，所以你看，工作到底开不开心啊？其实工作内容没那么重要，而是真的来看心态。
对呀、其实提到环卫工人，大家可能都不会觉得这有多么的光荣哈。比方说小孩子成绩不好，家长还会说，哎，那你以后就去扫大街吧。但是呢，其实这一样是一份职业，而且是每天都在做出自己的贡献的一份职业。By beautifying the city's environment, they've made a little contribution every day.
Right, contribution. 这个词的意思就是贡献。常见的动词搭配用 make, 做出贡献就是 make contribution. 像我们的大爷啊是对城市环境做出了贡献。这个介词可以用到 to. So he made great contribution to the city's environment.
大爷有个比喻很好玩啊，他说自己是城市的美容师。He's the beautician of the city. A beautician is a person whose job is to give beauty treatments to the face and body. But here, he's beautifying the whole city.
是的。这个 beauty 我们都知道是美丽的名词 beautician 就是美容师然后我们刚刚其实还讲到了美化的这个动词是 beautify to beautify the city
那大爷走红之后很开心啊 but his happiness is not because he became famous or something but he thinks sanitation workers are great and respected it made him happy if his experience could make people realize the greatness of the job
所以说大爷心态真的好他特别开心走红了但其实不是因为他自己出名了还是怎么样而是因为呢他觉得别人因为他的造型关注到环卫这个职业意识到这同样也是一份伟大的职业而开心 And I couldn't agree more that every job has its own value and everyone can make contribution to our society
And it's never too old to work 也给我们退休之后的生活提供了更多的一样选择哈退休之后啊同样可以工作就做自己真正热爱的工作
是的那我们的杨俊山大爷呢如此的随性洒脱还阳光温暖怪不得网友们都竖起大拇指
不过网友们还有一个非常羡慕大爷的点哈就是大爷的发量 A lot of netizens left their comments asking how he washes his hair and how to keep such great volume
这一个关注点那关于我们最帅的环卫大爷啊大家喜欢他这种态度吗欢迎你们留言告诉我们呀
So that's all the time we have for today. 最后再提醒大家一下，我们今天的所有内容都整理成了文字版的笔记，欢迎大家到微信搜索早安英文，私信回复加油两个字来领取我们的文字版笔记。Thank you so much for listening. This is Cecilia.
This is Summer. See you next time.
Bye.
This podcast is from Morning English.
学口语就来早安英文。